Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, George Harris joins us, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. He's here for the whole show at all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Big R in Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot clothing store and a whole lot more. For the cold days ahead, jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, insulated bib overalls, thermal underwear, beanies, and merino wool socks. Big R. Hardware, clothing, and a whole lot more.
It's the $200,000 cars and cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win. Cars and cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased, I think, to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, and he is my good friend. How are you, sir?
I feel bad for you. I mean, you must be at the bottom of the barrel having to pull people out to get me to come on.
You are one of the favorite guests on the show. People love you, and they love to hate you. It is amazing.
I know that, but they
can't stop listening.
I'm literally on the plane going to Reno, and some lady stands up and says, "You're that George guy. I love you. You're on Sam Chad." And then another guy stood up and said, "I can't stand you." And I said, "Who's buying my ticket? I don't need this abuse."
Well, I'm glad you're getting recognition for being on the show. But I do love you, and I do love you being on the show. So as we're taping this, which is October 25th, they just announced Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Speaker of the House. Yep. Your thoughts?
My thoughts. Well, at least...
Do you know him?
At least high school. Yes, I actually do know him, and everybody's going to be very happy. I'm amazed that he did it. I was amazed that Emmer was considering it. I was amazed that Jim Jordan was considering it. Because it's like herding cats, you know? You got a bunch of high schoolers. I mean, we're now going into some tough times. Everything will be fine. Everything in the Middle East is going to be fine. Netanyahu's going to straighten those people out in a matter of weeks. So don't get all concerned, okay? But I think that this is a good decision. I think you'll have some adult supervision in the Congress. And I think a lot of nonsense will change. What I really think, though, Sam, is I think that you have some diverse opinions in the U.S. House of Representatives in the Congress, and you have some young ladies that are ill-informed and they were given the correct information and still went out and spewed blatant lies. And with this new speaker, those people are going to be unable to get top secret briefings.
All right. Now, are you talking about Democrats?
I'm talking about Democrats.
Okay. All right.
I'm talking about the squad. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to be specific here. Because, I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of inter-party fighting going on within the Republican caucus.
Correct.
In the House. So Nancy Pelosi was famed for not only hurting cats, including the squat. She made the comment one time when somebody asked about it, well, they're just four goats. So she kind of dismissed that. She was also very well known for fundraising, extraordinary fundraising. Can Mike Johnson do the same thing?
Time will tell. I say yes. Look, he's been a quiet giant for a long time. That's why he was picked. He's a very quiet giant. And he's a no-nonsense guy, and he's adult supervision. And there's going to be a big change. There's a new sheriff in town.
All right, talking of sheriffs, we just had the governor on the program. Mm-hmm. It was great to see him on here. I talked to him about the 75 vetoes. I talked to him about the possibility of a Democratic supermajority in both houses and those vetoes being reversed, and he accepted that. What are your thoughts on whether the Democrats will get to a supermajority in both houses in the next cycle?
Democrats will not get to a supermajority, and I would love to tell you it's all because we Republicans are going to go and stop them. That's not going to happen because we Republicans are disorganized, okay? What has happened is that the Democrats nationwide have played every nonsensical thing they can to such a point that people are just fed up. People are fed up. In fact, the Democrats will lose probably 6 seats, maybe 8 in the state assembly, and they'll lose 2 seats, and the Republicans will have majority in the Senate.
You know we're recording this, so I can play this back to after the election.
Sam, isn't it wonderful that you've done this in the past, and I've been right all 4 times you've done it. So please record and replay. Push the replay button.
Let's talk about the Senate race, the United States Senate mm-hmm. race against Jackie Rosen. You've been promoting Tony Grady.
Yes.
And yet Sam Brown is the one that is raising buckets of money. Mm-hmm. David Duffield just contributed $2 million to his super PAC. Where do you think this is heading? Can Tony Grady, who is a gentleman who's been on this program, a super smart guy, mm-hmm. But that's not where the money seems to be going.
Well, money is not every look.
It is everything.
No, it's not.
Oh, Sam, come on, let's be realistic.
All you have to do is raise enough money to get your message out. It is the message, and it is the clarity of who the better candidate is.
Why didn't Tony Grady become lieutenant governor?
Because Tony Grady jumped into the race 43 days before the race, and look how well he did. Listen, Sam. I love Sam Brown as a person, okay? There's not much story there, okay? There's a lot of people in his background team that are just regular old yucky, blucky political people.
Okay? Blucky?
Blucky. That's a new word. Look it up, okay? Tony Grady's got a better story. He's just got a compelling, wonderful story, and he's uber smart. And he would be the better choice.
Okay, but he's got to raise money.
Sure.
Or he's got to have a PAC that's
raising money.
But in quantities that will match David Duffield.
How much?
And the Republican Senatorial Committee.
Well, you're down here making statements that you know nothing about. Republican Senatorial Committee has not put their hand on anybody. Okay, and they've specifically not put their hand on anybody because they want to find out who this Tony Grady is. Okay. Also, you're not mentioning there's another guy in the race, okay, who used to be a former, God, my brain's not working. See, Sam, what you did to me? You always do this to me.
It's brain extract.
He was an ambassador.
Yes.
Okay. You have a former ambassador, and you're going to have 5 or 6 more people in. The more people that get in the race, the worse it is for Sam Brown.
Not if he's got the money.
No, would you stop with this if he's got the money? It's about the messaging. It's about who people are going to follow. There's tons of races where people go, I'll give you one right now.
Didn't
the crazy young lady in Congress who beat the guy with all the money. Do you remember that?
Well, there have been many.
Oh, now all of a sudden, now you're going, oh, yeah. He had
John Connolly.
He had 132 times more money than she did when she ran against him. And I'm talking about the crazy young lady. I don't even like to say her name.
George, I want to change topics on you here. Let's talk about Donald Trump and all these lawsuits. Now, whether you call it the deep state or whomever, Is the plan to be able to bankrupt Donald Trump through all these lawsuits because he is spending so many millions of dollars on attorneys to fight this? Is that the way, because they can't cut his popularity, but they can force him into some form of bankruptcy?
He's not going to go bankrupt. He's got oodles of money, but a majority, 95% of all his legal fees are being paid by people sending in $5, $10, $25, $50, $100 contributions. He's fine there. Every time they indict him, the next day he raises $3 million. Don't feel bad for Donald. But what they've over, remember I told you how they've, these people, and I say these people because there are Republicans involved, how they've overplayed their hand is they've weaponized our legal system against one man. Whether you think he's guilty, not guilty, whatever.
Right.
It's apparent that the legal system is being weaponized against him. That judges are on record as, you know, not doing their job correctly. So people I know that hate Donald Trump, they tell me they hate him, tell me they're voting for him. And I said, well, if you hate him, why are you voting for him? Because I don't like the fact that they're weaponizing the legal system. Because if they do it to him, they're going to put me in the gulag and I'm going to hell.
Let's change to another person in the race. Nikki Haley seems to be gaining a lot of traction here. You like, you don't like?
I love Nikki Haley. She should gain a lot of traction. She's a competent, great candidate. But the fact of the matter is, every poll I see, and I'm fed polls by the Democrats, Republicans, and I get polls, 20 polls a day go into my email inbox. And Donald Trump, in some polls, is 25 points. I saw one poll, which I call the anomaly, that had him 8 points up. I mean, he's... Of all his primary opponents, he's double, triple digits.
Let me ask you this. There are public polls and there are private polls, and the right. private polls are way more accurate.
Correct.
Are you seeing the same numbers in the private polls you see in the public polls?
No.
So where are they in the...
The private polls have him always double digit. I've only seen one poll where he was up single digits. I've seen three very credible private polls, and... I'm not going to tell you who one of them is, but it's the most credible. But if I say, then they'll quit sending me their polls. But they have him up 15 points.
It's going to be a fascinating general election cycle.
It's going to be fascinating.
Let's take a break. I want to plug your book right after we come back.
Okay.
The casino industry drove Nevada's economy for decades. By the 1990s, however, the state's sole industry was in sharp decline. Many were losing their homes. Many were leaving the state. Is Reno on track to be the Detroit of the West? Was an October 2010 Reno Gazette Journal headline. Nevada knew it was time for a change and a time to diversify. Story County took that lead, took risks, invested tens of millions transforming its desert into a place of opportunity and a future for Nevada families needing something new. That desert now provides thousands of high-paying tech, advanced manufacturing, and energy careers at companies like Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Switch, and Redwood Materials. Story County transformed Northern Nevada forever, and the tide of opportunity has raised all vessels through construction contracts, high-paying careers, and the power of payroll. Tens of millions have been generated in sales and property tax, permits, and other revenues for Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and for all of Nevada. Enough, in fact, to generate a surplus after public services are provided. And best of all, a sustainable economic climate has been created, enabling our children to stay in Nevada and live prosperous lives in their home state. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year. and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're here with George Harris, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, and also author. We talked about this the last time you were here, but I would like you to mention again your book and what it's about and why you put it out there.
The Upside Down UFO, The Unidentified Flying Objects of Marketing. It's a marketing book. It's doing very well. In fact, we are going to make, we're going to add a chapter, I think probably in January, and we're going to do a reprint because we only have like 175 copies left, and we printed 7,500 copies. So that's pretty good for a little guy from
Las
Vegas,
Nevada.
That
certainly is. That certainly is.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, the book was written to help young entrepreneurs, and because I love young entrepreneurs.
You helped me so much.
When
I was young.
When you were young. That was like back in the olden days. But it tells you all the pitfalls that you're going to hit, but it mostly tells you how to maneuver and work your way around all the big guys, Walmart, Home Depot, because they're so big, they can't react fast. So young entrepreneurs with new, fresh, good ideas can really outflank them and move forward.
And you know, that's absolutely true. Big corporations, big government, all move like battleships. They turn very slowly, whereas if somebody is on the ball, they can really make things happen. If somebody wants to get a copy of your book, and I know there are lots of people out there with pens ready, where would they get
them? Well, I like that. Well, right now, because they took the site down because they're doing some redesign on it, won't be back up for a week, but they can just email to alien1, A-L-I-E-N, the number one, at alienspirits.com. And then they'll be given a little discount thing when they go back on, a code, and they can get a discount on the book.
Also, just put up the URL, because this is going to take, it's going to be a couple of weeks before the show airs.
It's theupsidedownufo.com.
Okay, but where would they go to the website? Oh, that's the website?
Yeah, that's the website, okay. theupsidedownufo.com.
Okay, let's take another break, and we'll bring on a young entrepreneur.
Well, right, that's what I like to hear. Thank you.
Right after this timeout.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org. Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got George Harris here, and changing roles to role of author and entrepreneur booster, and one of your proteges is here with you. This is Max Moreau. Max, welcome to the program.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. I brought you a hat here.
Well, that's very kind of you. It says Max Flamus Original Hot Sauce. So you've come up with all these hot sauces, and you've got a website. How did you get into developing hot sauces and putting them out there for sale.
So I really love to cook, and I also really love hot sauce. So I decided at 16 years old, I would combine the two and make my own business and started developing my four original flavors here. And I just turned 17, and I'm now working on building up my program. I've done my own commercials and editing softwares. I'm promoting it online and socially. I've got my own website, which I sell. And I also have been doing in-person booths and like events and collaborations as well.
Well, that's pretty amazing. So let's start out with the cooking first. What do you like to cook?
So I love to cook a variety of things. I love cooking dinner for my family. And I also love cooking just like experimental things, like my hot sauce. And like one of my friends asked me to make him a chicken sandwich and compare it to another one of my friends, and whoever won got $20. And of course, I won.
All right, so no humbleness here. You are definitely an entrepreneur.
He's
with an attitude.
Entrepreneur. And Sam, look at this. This is a sticker he has, and it says Flamus on it, and that's QR code. But look at that. It's got his picture in the middle of it. So if they right now, they can take that QR code, and they can go to his website. What is your website, kid?
It's maxflamus.com. It's spelled maxflamus.com.
All right, so where did you get the idea that you would make this into a business? I mean, where did that come from?
So I decided to make it into my business because I kind of wanted to share my hot sauce, my love of hot sauce and my love of cooking with the world. And I also wanted to kind of like, I realized that I don't really want to be like stuck to like a certain thing. I want to be my own kind of man. So I decided to make my own business instead of pushing out or being like under another person.
All right, so where did you get the inspiration for this? Because, I mean, you know, starting out at age 16, now you're 17.
Well, you read my book.
Well, that would be a start. But, I mean, you know, did you see other people that were inspiration? For example, did you watch things on the Food Network? Did you watch Guy Fieri? Did you get an idea of some of the folks from there? Or where did it come from?
He read my book, Guy Fieri. Max is he's been an entrepreneur since he was about that tall, and he is just uber smart and called me one day and said, look, I want to do this. So the recipes in the kitchen and the recipes that go in the bottle are two different neighborhoods. You had to find a big rectifier and a big co-packer. And he got online and found all those people, and you know, they took, you know, because this is thousands of bottles that have to be bottled.
All right, so Max, how did people respond when you first contacted them, and then how did they respond when they found out how old you were?
Well, they were all surprised by how old I am. I mean, that's the first thing when you see my hot sauce is like, how old is this kid? But they were all really supportive and definitely guiding towards me, like, because obviously I don't have the wisdom that everyone else has, but I'm learning right now and growing my own business. I'm looking at books, I'm looking at videos on how to grow my own business, and even in school as well, I'm taking a business class.
Right. Well, how have your teachers responded to this? They've got to be pretty impressed.
Yes, my business teacher is pretty impressed. I've been trying to get some of my favorite teachers as well to try some of my own hot sauce and do some commercials with them.
But a lot of his teachers have bought his hot sauce.
Yeah, and even like, yeah, I've had a couple of teachers buy my hot sauce. I have my history teacher. She grows her own like peppers and stuff and makes her own salsas at home. And then she bought the bottle. Next day, she told me, Max, oh my God, this is so good. I've already used up half the bottle, and it was only one day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm going to be at a festival called the Great Taco Festival. It's about Craig Ranch.
Okay,
in North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, very cool. Now, who's actually manufacturing? Do you make the sauce yourself, or is it just the recipe, or do you send it to the bottler? Just how does that work?
It's well, you tell them.
So I made the recipe, and then I sent the recipe to the distributors, and the distributors make it for me, because obviously, you know, I only got my pan's only so big. I can only make so many bottles
right.
at once. So, but all the recipes, yeah, they're all original.
Has to go through a big commercial kitchen,
right.
FDA approved, all that stuff.
All right, well, you got to come back in a year and tell us how well the business is doing, because from the way you're talking, this is going to be a very successful business. I am personally going
to
buy some of these hot sauces. And the website, again, is max@maxflame, then -ous.com. Folks, check it out. The sauces are excellent. In fact, one of the bottles here is 90% gone already. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. George, thank you for bringing him on
here. Thank you. If we can get any kid that contacts your guys at your place, your producers, that have businesses, this would be a great segment for us to do once a month.
Well, that sounds like a good idea too, George. We will discuss this later. Max, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And good luck with the sauces. And good luck for you, because you're going to be a very successful businessman. We'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing. And it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org. So together, we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time, and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win. Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.